The Republican legislative primary election involving State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss took an unusual turn this week, as former President Donald Trump endorsed Voss's opponent, Adam Steen. But Voss says his re-election bid in central and western Racine County is still full steam ahead. Chuck Kornbach has more on the suddenly high-profile contest.
Kevin Adam Steen finished fourth in a Republican congressional primary in 2018 to replace retiring House Speaker Paul Ryan. Now campaigning as Adam Steen, he's trying to send Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss into possible political retirement with a primary challenge next Tuesday in the 63rd Assembly District. Taking on the most powerful state legislator in Madison seems like a tall order. Plus, Voss has been in the Assembly for about 18 years and is the longest-serving speaker in the U.S. at 9 years. But Steen says he has at least a couple things going for him, charging that Voss is ignoring the will of the people by not trying harder to decertify the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election won by Democrat Joe Biden. Steen says, for one thing, Voss should have allowed an Assembly floor vote on a decertification resolution.
And I said it was a litmus test, right?
And you would have voted for it.
I would have voted for it because I believe, based on the information that was given, I want it before a judge. I really, 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 really want it in a court of law.
Former President Trump has been following Steen's race against Voss, and this week said that the challenger is a rising patriotic candidate, while referring to Voss as a Republican in name only, who is constantly fighting America First efforts. Steen acknowledges that in 2018, he wrote that Trump's moral values don't line up with his. But
as a whole, I believe what President Trump did for our country is beneficial, and I can go down the list if you want me to. So our getting rid of NAFTA and introducing USMCA, his appointments to the Supreme Court, they return the power back to the states, which is what should have happened to begin with.
Robin Voss says Trump's endorsement of Steen isn't surprising.
President Trump has been very insistent on one thing that cannot occur. He wants us to overturn the last election and award him the presidency. It can't happen. It's unconstitutional. And I have been very consistent in saying that, look, I think things happened in the 2020 election that need to be corrected. We've actually passed more than a dozen bills which would address a lot of the issues that we saw with the independent audit that was done by the Wisconsin Audit Bureau and by the investigation led by Justice Gableman. What we can't do is we can't overturn the election by just snapping our fingers.
Voss says Trump's backing of Steen does not take away from Voss's overall record.
I have been the leading opponent of Governor Evers' liberal agenda, and I have been one of the major supporters of the good conservative reforms that we did under Governor Walker.
There's a fair amount of money being spent in the 63rd District, leading to campaign mailings and Steen and Voss signs in many yards, including along State Highway 11. We drove the road out to Union Grove, where former Voss supporter Dawn Morey doesn't accept the answer that nothing can be done about the 2020 result. Morey says she's willing to give Steen a chance.
I just know he'll be trying. He will be trying to do something about the election integrity so that we as voters can rely on our elections. If there's not true elections in this country, we don't have a voice.
But in Voss's home community of Burlington, a supporter of the speaker who declined to give her name says it's time to move on from 2020.
It's over and done. In order to grow, we need to go forward, not backwards. We need to get together as a country and let that stuff behind and go forward.
The Voss supporter also says the speaker will do a better job of getting people off public support programs and into jobs. The intra-party battle in the Racine County District comes after years of Democrats running against Voss in November, but only coming up with about 35% to 40% of the vote. There's no Democratic candidate this year, but the party is watching the primary for either just maybe a Steen upset or what Voss opponents have already won, a split between the Wisconsin speaker and the former president. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.